One of the thorniest international issues of Benedict's papacy is his relationship with Islam. He baptized a Muslim convert at the Vatican at Easter. Some Islamic leaders condemned it as provocative.
That was just 2 weeks ago. His comments about Islam 2 years ago did serious damage to Catholic-Muslim relations. That was when the Pope quoted a 14th century Byzantine emperor who had said that he found in Islam only evil and inhuman things, and Muslims worldwide harshly criticized the Pope for choosing that quotation.
Joining us now is Islamic Studies Professor Amir Hussein. He teaches at Loyola Marymount University here in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
You were one of a group of scholars calling for greater dialogue between the Vatican and Muslim leaders. What progress have you seen?
It's been really good progress that in 2006 the Pope made his address at Regensburg, and a number of Muslim scholars responded to that. And a year later, in 2007, 138 people plus some extra folks signed this letter. And the Pope has met with Muslim religious leaders. He's done some really interesting interfaith work at the papal visit yesterday. So it's been quite some positive steps there.
What was it that troubled Muslims so much with what the Pope said 2 years ago when he quoted this 14th century Byzantine scholar?
There were two things there. One was, you know, talking about the whole notion of what Muhammad brought was violence. And that, you know, you can understand where that comes from because, of course, the person that's writing this, the Byzantine emperor, is there when his own city is being attacked by Muslims. So, of course, there's that kind of propaganda going on. The more problematic thing for many of us was the Pope seemed to neglect the role of reason and rationality in the Islamic world and talked about faith and reason being important for Christians, and particularly Catholic Christians, but not so much for Muslims. And of course, that was a real problem because the medieval period was one in which Christian philosophers really developed their notions from Muslim and Jewish ones.
The Pope obviously is an international leader, and he did get off to a rocky start. Do you think that that affected his ability to lead worldwide?
I don't know that it affected his ability to lead worldwide because, of course, the Pope very clearly has an audience, and that's not a Muslim audience. You know, he is the head of the Catholic Church, and there are issues for him in terms of evangelization in Europe, the declining numbers of Catholics. So I think, you know, he's speaking to that particular audience.
How is the Pope's relationship with Islam in Europe different from his relationship with the broader Muslim world or with Muslims here in America?
It's a huge difference because, of course, in Europe you see a society that isn't just simply secular like American society is, but very much anti-religious in some ways. You know, the recent Pew studies showed that Americans are much more religious than Europeans. And so the Pope, on the one hand, is dealing with the decline of religion in Europe. On the other hand, you've got very large Muslim populations there, and there are interesting economic issues. You know, in America, American Muslims are successful, they're educated, they're wealthy. In Europe, European Muslims tend to be marginalized, lower class, and it's a whole different issue in Europe as it is compared to here in the U.S.
And what do you want to see from the Pope during his visit here?
I think we've already seen those kinds of things, that first of all, a recognition and awareness of the interfaith reality that's here in America. And in that sense, America is quite different, particularly in Los Angeles, where you've got the largest Catholic archdiocese, but the most religiously diverse city in the world. And so to be a Catholic, you know, in Los Angeles is to be informed by people who are Hindu and Buddhist and Muslim and atheist. The Pope, I think, has really taken those kinds of steps, and speaking as someone who, you know, believes in God and believes that religion offers a salvation to the world, or in the Catholic case, you know, the salvation of the world, to be able to talk about what are the real problems and addressing that, the fact that he's addressed the very serious kinds of issues that are in this country. So it's not just this idealized notion of religion, but what about immigration? What about, you know, the sexual abuse scandal? What about how we treat our neighbors?
Amir Hussein teaches Islamic studies at Loyola Marymount University. He's also the author of the book Oil and Water, Two Faiths, One God. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.